Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We have been talking about gardening, and Rick, you were getting ready to share something before break. You want to continue with that thought?
Whoops. Can you hear me yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Hold on. Hold on.
Rick is multitasking, folks.
I was actually doing something for the show here. I was multitasking, having technical problems. I came off mute there for a while. There is another suggestion I would have, and that is this. I was just looking at these little bags of Mitt-Lighter Magic, the micronutrients that you buy from the Mormons under the name foodforeveryone.com. But one of these little, I think for $14 you get two packets, and one packet I think has enough micronutrient to make up 50 pounds of fertilizer, which is a lot. So if you were to take those micronutrients, so one packet will cost you $7, and if you were to take that, open up the peat moss, put it in big Tupperware tubs like I do, dampen it. You can either throw in some perlite or not, depending on how you feel. And you can even use sprinkle it with some Bloom Booster, which is the low nitrogen, high phosphorus and potassium, which is for blooming things, food and flowers, and then sprinkle in. Take that $7 package of micronutrients, sprinkle it into both halves. So now you would have $60 worth of, well, probably more than this, probably $75 worth of, I'm really sorry about this Miracle-Gro. You probably have $75 worth of potting soil that would have the right fertilizer balance for flowers and vegetables, along with the micronutrients. So I think you can probably kick their butt, and this may be something along the lines of what they're doing, but, you know, that's probably that's the way I would probably handle it, unless I'm in just an absolute panic and a time crunch, and it was just easier to go buy their stuff, but that usually comes with that remorseful feeling about how you just traded a little bit of time for a whole lot of money. I'd probably do that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the product. I'm just saying you can make the same thing or better, and probably for a lot less money. The Haas people, Haas Tools, while the Burpee people were not at all respectful of my patronage, the Haas Tool people are scaring me. I ordered their drip station kit. I want all my beds on drip this year for a number of reasons. One is for convenience and time. The other is for those items that tend to get powdery mildew, like the squashes and the cukes. If you use a sprinkler on those things, especially when it gets warmer out, you'll get powdery mildew and other, which, you know, we've all seen, you know, all the squash plants and the cukes. I mean, by midsummer, they look awful, just awful. And part of the problem is, you know, your watering technique. So I'll put it on drip station. So I think for $180, I got, I don't even know how much header line. I got all the valves, all the fittings, and 1,640 feet, which is, I'm guessing, almost a quarter of a mile of drip tape. It's got to be something in that range. I guess if I multiplied 1,600 times 4, you'd get a number close to a mile. That stuff was on my doorstep in 3 days, and I remember to order some okra with that I was very interested in getting, and it was inside the box. These people are impressing me. I mean, I think if you're looking, there's no reason to try to invent an intelligent business model. All you have to do is look at Amazon and do whatever they're doing, and I think you will have a very efficient business model. So then there were two things that I want to talk about. They were in fact cucumbers that I forgot to order, and I ordered them online Wednesday, this last Wednesday, and I thought, well, if it's just two packages of seeds, you know, they're gonna put me way back on the back burner. No, it was in the mailbox on Friday. They've got great seed. I know, you just can't get this kind of service. They have 272 videos on YouTube. I haven't seen a rotten one yet. Very helpful. If I may say a word about okra, I know a lot of people are not thrilled to death with okra, but this stuff is tasty and it's good for you, and you can't really make an intelligent gumbo without it. But having said when people plant okra, they wind up always planting the same thing. They wind up planting Clemson spineless. And it's okay. You know, it's anytime you see okra seeds anywhere at the farm supplier, it's Clemson spineless. Okay, great. Well, there are choices, and you can, and I have this on the highest authority here, that if you go to HossSeeds.com, type in an order, it will be in your mailbox post-haste. So this is what I did. Now, this is kind of interesting. The okra plant is related to the hibiscus, which is why their flowers tend to be so beautiful. Okra flowers are really quite pretty. The green okra has a kind of a light, like lemon chiffon color with a dark, with a kind of a dark purple center, quite pretty. Yeah. But their variety is called Jambalaya. I don't know why they picked that name. And then there's another one which is a red okra called Red Burgundy. Now the thing about this is which is really cool, because the okra on this thing and the flowers are pink and purple, and the okra is a deep burgundy color. So,
oh wow!
For any of you, I know, but they say both of these varieties will outproduce Clemson spineless hands down. And they said that if you're used to using Clemson spineless, if you plant these, you're going to be so knocked out. So, you know, you got plenty of time. You know, okra likes the heat. Okra grows. You know, it's going to grow. You're going to be harvesting until frost, so you got time, as long as you get on it. I mean, no, should you wait till June to order? No. No, you should do it now. But if you go to Haas Tools, the Jambalaya, which is the green one, and the Red Burgundy, I would, you know, if you're thinking about it, I would do that, and see if you don't like it. I'll tell you what I'm going to do with a couple of these red plants. If you've ever let okra get too big, and by the way, if you've grown okra, you've done that. You know, you want to pick okra when it's the size of your thumb or the size of your index finger. If you let it get a lot bigger than that, it gets awfully woody, and it really is inedible. So you wind up harvesting okra about every day. I mean, if you walk away from your okra plant for a week, you're going to be throwing away a lot of okra. What I want to do is, I want to take one or two of these red burgundy plants and use them as specimens. Because, you know, an okra plant gets big. I mean, it's going to get to be 3, 4, 5 feet tall. I mean, it's a big plant. And I'm going to take a couple of these things and just not harvest them. And I can also use those at the end of the year for my seed stock, because each okra pod has all kinds of okra seeds in there. So, you know, I love Haas tools, but if I don't have to buy seeds next year, I will probably not. So, but I'm going to give that. I've got a tall urn decorative pot on the deck that I used last year for Tuscan. It was Tuscan kale, which is a large, stately kale plant that gets about 24 to 30 inches tall and is gray, kind of gray, like elephant, looks like elephant hide. That was cool, but I'm gonna do something a little different. I'll probably try an okra in that this year, and hopefully that works out. There is something else that comes from Haas Tools, and these were the seeds I ordered Wednesday and got Friday. I forgot to do this, and I wanted to do this. These are cukes, and there are two different kinds. One is a pickling cuke, and the other slicing. Because they're not, you can slice anything and you can pickle anything, but there are certain varieties that are better for one than the other.
Pickling cucumber, I'm looking at them right now.
The Calypso, that's the one. That's one of them that I got. The Calypso is the pickling cuke, and their other really super productive one is called Stonewall, and that's the slicing cucumber. That's the one with the real smooth skin. It doesn't have the typical pickle bumps on it. But here is the thing about both Stonewall and Calypso. They are what's called, and I don't know if you're seeing that there, they're called gynoecious. And, yeah, I know, it sounds like a STD, but it's not. It's what it means. What it means is that all flowers are female. And I'm a disclaimer here. I've never tried this, but I've always had trouble with cukes because for two reasons. First of all, I've had in the past calcium deficiencies and things of that nature, and that has been a problem because it shows up as yellowing leaves, and then, of course, the typical problem, the powdery mildew, and that is because I've been watering with a sprinkler. So I'm going to try to cure those. I'm going to try to cure those problems, but at the same time, if I can grow these two species and they have all female flowers, obviously, we all know, hopefully we all know, anybody over the age of 8, that the female flowers is where the fruit comes from. So if it's got all female flowers, chances are, if you've got bees in the area, you should do, your harvest should be better. So that's the reason for the drip tape. The reason for the gynoecious cukes. I see my neighbor coming up the street with empty egg cartons. This guy's a character. I will have to hook him up real quick. We have introduced, just yesterday, we introduced the dozen barred rocks, and there were six barred rocks, six black oster logs in with the rest of the chickens. And, of course, as expected, violence ensued. It looked to me like after I put them in there, I realized that I really did hold them back for quite a while. And some of those black osterworms, I mean, those things, they were two-thirds or three-quarters the size of the 2.5-year-old chickens, which brings us to another frightening event. It was violent. Hold on. I'm sorry. Give me 2 seconds. Oh, my gosh. I walked into the chicken coop. Give me Just give me 5 seconds.
No problem. Just keep the phone to your ear. Go ahead and do what you need to do, Rick. One of the things I wanted to run by you was a potty mix that was used in my family. And remember, we were quite very poor until I was probably 10 years old. But all we used was regular sand and cow manure and mixed it up, wet it down, and we would start our seeds in that. And actually, they worked quite well. Most of the things we grew were tomatoes, okra. Now, of course, the squash and stuff like that was direct seed, but and cucumbers and all that. But that was a very cheap, potting soil that we made ourselves. And I don't remember the proportions. I just remember, a couple of shovels of sand, a couple of shovels of manure, mix it all up, water it down, let it set, and then use it for potting soil. And that seemed to work great.
I am back. That was an Easter visit. Our neighbor is a retired engineer from Boeing, and I've already gotten 2 Easter cards from him this year, which I'm curious about, and then now candy. I don't know. So I prayed him eggs for all this. So here's the deal.
I went into
the coop. Yes. He just wanted to make damn sure I got an Easter card. Apparently, he's just gonna. It probably said, "Did we send them one?" Well, I don't know. I can't remember. Well, better send another. Okay. So I guess better 2 than none. I go into the. I'm changing the subject slightly, but with respect to the chicken plucker, which I told you I would tell you all about. Now I know something about it. So I go in the other morning. I had no intention of introducing the young chickens yet. I was going to put it off until Friday or so, but along about Tuesday or Wednesday, I go in there, and as I'm open up the door to let the chickens out into the chicken pen, I see one of the Rhode Island Reds make a beeline for the eggs and violently start eating the eggs. So I slammed the door, and I hit this thing in the head with a 2x2, it curled up in a ball. So I threw it into the garage and closed the garage door. There's some successes and some fails here. So I take out the chicken plucker, plug it in, hook the hose up. It's got a hose with a hose ring that rinses the insides. Get it all working, turn it on, check it and everything. Go back to the garage and the chicken's standing up again. So this time I hit it in the head with a piece of metal. And down it goes again. Stands up again. I'm like, so this goes on 4 times. So first of all, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the reason you want a killing cone, folks. What I should have done was the minute I hit this thing in the head, I should have hung it upside down and opened up an artery in his throat and just bled him out. But being a newbie at this and no stranger to violence, I didn't mind it. I didn't like this chicken anyway. But this is not the way to do it, okay? You need to get this done in one clean deal.
Swift move.
All right, I'll give you a hint on that when we come back, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We have been talking about gardening, and Rick was just letting us know about his first fresh homegrown chicken and putting it in the pot. So, Rick, other than the chicken just refused to die for you, what other problems did you have?
I beat this thing to death. I really... that's the thing, you know. Chickens, you know, the old adage about running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
They will do that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, you better have your head screwed on straight because the nervous system. I mean, I swear these things are fish. When you put them upside down in 150 degree water, even though they're dead, you're still going to wind up with that all over you. So. They're still going nuts upside down in the hot water. So you scald them. You scald them at 150 degrees for 15 or 30 seconds, and then into the plucker, which looks like a washing machine. I mean, it's going in circles. The bottom is. The sides stay still. So it's got these rubber fingers that are about the size of a man's index finger, and it starts pulling feathers out. Well, I've seen this yard bird plucker used for meat chickens, and in 15 seconds, two chickens are completely naked. A 2.5-pound chicken is not the case. The feathers, apparently, on a older chicken don't all come out. like that. There'll be two rows going down the chicken's back, like would be like on each side of the spine that don't really want to come out, and then the ends of the wings, and then the very tail. So it takes another minute or two to grab those and yank those out. But, you know, even with all of this, and I think I could probably cut this time in half if I had, you know, meat chickens, but it still took me 12 minutes to get this thing into the freezer. So, which I think is maybe a little slow, but I was okay with it. It wasn't that big a deal. It was quite the learning experience, too. I mean, you can't get, you know, YouTube's fun, and I'm all for YouTube, but there's nothing like hitting a chicken in the head, scalding it, and dropping it into a plucker to give you a master's education in chicken murder. So, you know, it's, once again, it's, you know, the thing that comes along with doing things, you know, yourself. I can't wait to try a dozen meat chickens. I think this is just going to be super-duper interesting, so we'll see. But the chicken plucker worked great, probably saved me a ton of time. It probably didn't take me 45 seconds to clean the chicken, because there isn't much to that.
Hey, Rick?
As usual. Yeah.
I need to interrupt you for a second, buddy. We've got a caller, Betty in New Jersey, on line 11. I want to get her on before the break. Good morning, Betty.
Oh, absolutely. Do it. Go ahead.
Are you still there, Betty?
Yes, I'm here. I just had two or three issues that I thought was real interesting. And okay. I think find it, if you're worried about the rise of the robots, do not be concerned, because about them replacing you in the workplace. In Japan, in the hotels, they kept getting their wires across, so they had to lay off, or they had to fire 240, and I guess they have another 240, but they got all, when they'd wait on the people, they got everything messed up. So I thought that was real interesting, and it said, they would say to the guests, could you repeat your request? But anyway, it says, these machines now experience an all too human status, unemployment. Brother, can you spare a Bitcoin? That was in the AARP. I thought it was pretty cute. So evidently, we have to worry about, you know, they think that they're going to do all this work for us, you know. And they had to fire 240, so the robots are getting fired. And another thing that's happening is, have you heard about the home-grown hamburger?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Well, you can find out, I can tell you where you can find out about it, at Rutgers Food Innovation Center. And it's in Bridgeton. It's near where I live. But, you know, I don't go out that much, and I don't have any computer or anything like that. Find out.
All right, Betty, hang on for about 3 minutes, okay? We got a hard break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. At the moment, we have Betty from New Jersey on the line with us.
Welcome
back.
Okay, thank you. You have a very nice show, and I enjoy it. I don't like to talk too much on the phone, so I get a little nervous. So anyway, I do want to give a testimony for the Extendivites. I've been taking them for
ma'am.
A long time. So I had coded 11 times. That's dying. And they told me I'd have to, you know, you can't believe what all they told me. So I've lived almost a year since then, and I give all their medicine up, and I won't take their blood thinners, and I just take different things, but Extendivite is one of them. So I'm still here. And, you know, I figured the Lord wants me here. So,
there you go.
Yeah, so I enjoy your show, but I want to tell you how underhanded these people did with these impossible burgers. On April the 1st, they rolled them out to the people, and they had ordered hamburgers, and that's Whoppers, and that's what they gave them, was these impossible burgers. They, you know, just doled them out to them instead of burgers, real burgers. So that kind of is, I think that's very deceiving myself. And then they said that was in St. Louis, Missouri at the Burger King. And then they, Red Robin chain, they're serving them there. They're serving them at Impossible Whopper at White Castle and Cheesecake Factory and Miracle Maker Grill. And, of course, it's hard to tell where else, but I wouldn't appreciate, you know, a lot of this is Franken's food put in it, you know, and I'd be afraid to eat it myself. So I just wanted to really get that out there to the people that this is in my paper in my area, my little, you know, that goes And so it's here. Everything's here. So I just want to say to everybody, you know, without the Lord, we cannot do nothing. And he is the one that's going to help us to get through what's happening. It's also evil. You know, the abortion just makes me cry all the time for these little ones, you know, and all the, you know, even the doctors, you can't trust them anymore. You can't trust anything. So the only thing we can trust is our Heavenly Father. So the fear of the Lord is his treasure. He loves that we fear him. And, you know, I think it says where your heart is, that is where your treasure is. So I think it's time that we do turn to him. And, you know, as a whole, the whole, everybody turn back to him and do his commandments. So I hope...
I cannot disagree with that. And the other thing I'd like to add to your comments from my end is, folks, don't put your faith in any man, be it Trump, be it Bernie Sanders, be it whoever you think is great. Never put your faith in any man, not me, not Rick, not Laurie, nobody. The only person you should put your faith in is the Creator. And I'll shut off my opinion there.
Oh, thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. Without him, I'm telling you, you cannot believe how many spells I've had. And do you know, I don't call the ambulance. The only reason I had to go, I put it off. I kept, you know, and I didn't get better. My heart infarction went to 15. And I couldn't walk.
Oh,
I couldn't do anything. I couldn't open the doors. And so I was up there in the different hospitals about a month. And they told me I'd have to have somebody take care of me. I'd never be able to walk. Well, I did lose my walk, and I had to learn to walk again. And I take care of myself. They said, you'll have to have somebody 24 hours. My niece stayed with me two nights, and I do my own work. They have to go to the store for me. Once in a while I go, but, you know, it's really puts a toll on my heart. And they told me it was wore out. But they wanted to give me surgery up in, you know, for the aorta transplant.
Yeah.
I said, you let me out of this hospital. You've almost killed me, you know, several times because they shocked my heart so many times and stuff. And I said, if I get out of here, I'm going home, and I know my Savior will take care of me. If he's ready for me to go, he'll take me. I said, I'm going to die at home. That's where I'm dying. I'm not dying in no hospital. And so I'm still here. I'm doing my work. I mean, you know, I have to, a certain way to have to do it, take my time. And I cook for myself and everything. So the Lord, Yahweh is good. I call him Yahweh. I don't know. I love the name of Yahweh. So, but anyway, he's brought me through all this, and I figure I'm still here to try to bring him in. So
there
I thank you,
go,
for letting me. And I know you've had a hard time. You've had a hard time, and I pray for you. So know somebody's out here praying for you. I know it's got to be rough for you, too. So know I love y'all, and I love Rick when he tells all these things, and your wife, she's precious. And thank you for letting me talk.
Well, thank you, ma'am. We appreciate your call, Betty. You call back anytime you want to.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great day and a nice Easter.
You too, ma'am.
You too, Betty.
All right, Lori, any follow-up?
No. Not really.
I think that young lady knows exactly what she wants, and she's going to fight for it, and I applaud that. Rick, any follow-up?
Yeah, well, sure, of course. it is, of course, said that fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and that is true. I mean, from a practical aspect, you know, you wonder how... you can be in a certain state and have a baby and have it sitting there in that little plastic thing that they put them in, and then you and the doctor and the nurses walk away, and you're going to have a meeting on whether or not you're going to kill that baby now? What the heck? I mean, seriously? I mean,
I also share disgust. The idea makes me feel physically ill, Rick.
Right, it should. Yeah, it should. Well, my point here would be is that you ask yourself how a human being can even get to that phase, and the reason is that they have no fear of the Lord. They actually believe that they're, I guess, that they're never going to answer for any of this, and so, you know, there's no line. There's no line that they won't cross. There's nothing they won't do. There's nothing they won't say. No sin or crime they won't commit. This is what happens. So, yeah, fear of the Lord. But, you know, you can take that a step further, too. Fear of the Lord is, in many ways, kind of an Old Testament idea, but also there's something that comes with the New Covenant, the New Testament, the covenant in blood, and it is this, that fear of hurting the Lord, fear of disappointing him, is a different sort of fear, it's a more refined kind of a fear. It's like, you know, if you don't want to offend somebody that you love, so you're very careful what you do and what you say. Okay, well, that's not quite fear of the Lord. That's just a respect for a relationship now. So, yeah, fear of the Lord is one thing, but, you know, also when you have something special, when you have a decent relationship with God, you know, you're gonna tread lightly. You're gonna be kind of careful about what you do and what you say. Yeah, that was my follow-up. I know we're off the gardening subject, but yeah.
Because to me this is really important, Rick. I think it is to Lori also. You know, the idea of killing a perfectly healthy baby, to me,
that's crazy.
Even if the creator wasn't involved,
right?
To me, I find it so morally repugnant. So, yeah. 180 degrees out from everything I hold dear in life, I would physically take action to stop that from occurring, regardless of what the law said.
Well, that's it. You're just going to wind up with your hands behind your back with some chrome handcuffs. But, maybe, you know, and it's not always just a perfectly healthy baby. I mean, you know, it's no secret I'm Catholic, so, you know, we don't hold with killing babies, period. But, you know, I have been very close friends all my life with a couple who had a mildly Down syndrome girl. And lo and behold, that girl is out living on her own in a kind of a complex, which is created for people who have some challenges. But do you know she was actually in her Catholic high school, was actually the homecoming queen? This kid is an absolute, you know, she's a character. Under any other circumstances, you know, in other circumstances, she would have been aborted. You know, because now they test. Now they test to find out, what sex it is and if it's got any issues. And, you know, if you as a parent don't want to deal with the Down syndrome, well, you've got the option to go ahead and kill that baby, and it's legal. There's fear of the Lord. Well, look, you know, I've got something written down here on my sheet that I was going to bring up anyway, and it is this.
Okay.
No one dies rich. What does that mean? I don't care who you are in this world. I don't care if you're Jeff Bezos or Donald Trump.
Yeah.
In the twinkling of an eye at the moment of your death, you've got exactly the same currency that a nun has who
took a vow of poverty, you got nothing. What do you have?
That's right.
You have your faith and you have your good works. If you don't have faith and you don't have good works, trust me, the poorest person in the most downtrodden third world nation is now far wealthier than you, because you might have been the cock of the walk here on planet Earth, but now guess who, and this, now we're talking about another time frame, we're talking about eternity. Now they've got you hands down forever. So
right,
be careful what you do. Be very careful what you do on this planet. It's like Billy Dean said, and I love this song, we're only here for a little while. So you want to watch what you do, watch what you say, be careful. You know, you know, and do-overs. Have I talked about do-overs yet? You know, you don't really get do-overs, you know?
No.
I've seen people with crappy habits get do-agains. But, you know, when you make an awful mistake, you'd love to do it over. You'd love to have a do-over. Oh, man, I would love to have some do-overs, but it ain't going to happen. So take my advice if you're younger. Be super-duper careful. You know, don't find yourself in a situation where you feel like you'd like to have a do-over. So I guess we're, you know, we can change subject if you want to.
Well, we're coming up on our final break here in a minute, Rick. Now, I think we all wish we could have do-overs of one kind or another. I know I do. Believe me, I do. There's so many things I would have done different. There were several orders I would have refused when I was in the Navy. Believe me, I refused my share of them. But, I mean, there's so many things I would do over if I could. But there is no, like you said, there is no do-overs. It's what you do is what you do. And unfortunately, what you do is what you become, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, that's right. So it's what you are was God's gift to you, and what you become is your gift to God. So, yeah, you know, ultimately, it's regrettable that everyone makes mistakes, and it's just, you know, it causes you personal pain and anguish, and it should. If it doesn't, you've got other problems. But as you learn from it, yeah, as long as you learn and you move on and you become a better person, you know, now that's a kind of a thank you of its own. Now you're saying thanks to God. That's what you're just returning the favor. That's all.
Lori, did I hear you trying to say something?
Nope, not at all.
Well, okay. So. Well, folks.
Yes.
What are we going to talk about next week?
Oh, well, we need to probably, we didn't do a lot of gardening.
I think we need to do more gardening.
We need to do more gardening. Also, you should probably know that Steve Eisman, the Big Short, has just shorted 3 Canadian banks. If you're waiting, yeah, that's a big deal, because short contracts have a time frame. They have a time frame connected with them, and you have to pay. It's kind of like rent. You know what they say, the market will remain irrational way longer than you can remain solvent. So if he's willing to short 3 banks in Canada, and they're just slightly ahead of us on the curve. So if you're waiting for something to happen, a reason to learn to garden, a reason to buy metals, or a reason to learn to clean water, you could use this one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, folks, when I'm not saying if, I firmly believe our current financial system is going to crack. I'm not going to put a time frame on it, but we're either going to get hit with hyperinflation and or complete devaluation of the dollar. Actually, it's the same result. It makes it so a loaf of bread's $25 or $100 or whatever. Money becomes worthless. Yeah. And that's the reason Lori and I and Rick buy silver. Okay, we got our break. We're going to come back and close out the show. And there's no time for any more phone calls. We'll be right back, guys.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We have discussed a lot of things today, and next week we promise we are going to talk about a lot more gardening, as everybody should have their gardens ready and stuff already going.
Yeah. Well, you know, Rick, if you don't, you can always buy a few plants at Lowe's or Home Depot, and that's a lot better than skipping it again this year. That's unconscionable. Don't do that.
This is true. So, I know Rick's got stuff growing. We've got some stuff growing.
Oh, yeah.
Just need to get it out into the ground.
I'll get that lettuce out today. Over for us.
What is?
Well, we had
the
frost
danger.
And then, of course, with all the rain, it makes the ground really soft, so it makes it hard for our tiller because it just kind of sinks into the mud.
So, you know, tomorrow hopefully we'll be out there and using it a little bit.
Yeah, I'll be getting my my kale and the lettuce in today, and the tomatoes aren't really ready to put in, but then that's okay. They're not really, you know, a cool weather situation. So, you know, as long as I get some of the cooler weather stuff in, you know, I'm pretty excited about the lettuce. Okay, one thing about this chicken that I've got in the freezer, and I think I should clarify for those of you who don't know, this is not a meat chicken. This is going to be a stewing chicken. Two-year-old chickens are not broilers. They're not fried chickens. These are going to be tougher. So you're going to wind up making chicken soup, chicken stew, chicken and dumplings. However, I will say this. The carcasses of these birds are sought after because they make the best chicken stock on the planet. So this is stuff you can't even buy. So, you know, you'll wind up boiling this down with celery and onions for about 24 hours, simmering it, and that becomes highly prized chicken stock. So that's what the old laying hens become. Not fried chicken. They become something else. If you want fried chicken, you got to get meat chickens.
Okay, guys, we have about 4 minutes, so any closing comments from anyone?
Well, I think this has been a really good show myself. We didn't have a lot of callers. I checked on our numbers, and they're about three-fourths of what they usually are. Everybody's out enjoying this nice weather act, you know, and I don't blame
them. What is wrong?
I'm going to be here in a few minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what's... Yeah.
So,
well, one more thing then I should mention that Donald Trump signed an executive order to look into and protect us against EMPs. I'm not doing fear porn, but I do find this to be a very unusual move. So you might look up Arthur Bradley and his report on EMPs regarding Donald Trump. You'll find it interesting.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back same time, same channel next week. Hope everybody has a fantastic Easter. Enjoy your family and friends. As always, may God rest the souls of President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee. Goodbye, folks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.